know, that song is just spoiling to be written.
Yeah.
You know, I started telling you last, I called Dad last night about that happening. I was uneasy about it and worried me. So I called Daddy. He said, be careful. Milk fever. He said, she's got, from what you tell me, she's got symptoms of milk fever. And he said, you better go check her in the morning. And then see if she, and milk her out.
Oh.
I hadn't done that.
Milk her out. And if she still keeps trembling when she starts to get up in her hind parts, you better get a vet and give her a shot because she's got milk fever. He said, that's where milk fever works, is in their hips. It affects the nerves, and when they start to get up, they'll just almost get up, see? Then they just start trembling. And they just can't hold their weight up no longer. They fall back down.
I don't think she's trying to get up since we were down there. Since we were brought up
yet. Yeah, I saw her try to get up out there once yesterday afternoon. Oh, yeah, she tried to get up once. And she couldn't make it. She just couldn't make it.
Well, now she can get both ends right, one end at a time.
Yeah. But I noticed her yesterday evening, she started to tremble just a little bit when she get up on her hind parts.
That's right. I noticed that too.
She starts quivering just a little bit. When she get just about up, she start quivering and she just fall back down.
So he'd milk her out.
Yeah.
Well, her snack's right before, you know, and she's never been sucked out.
Yeah.
Looks like a person knows that without being told, doesn't it?
I thought about it yesterday evening, but she was in so much misery, I didn't want to bother her too much, you know.
She wouldn't have noticed it.
I know, but then it was so hot.
I don't know how I'm coming to moderate today. Sure is nice on anybody that don't feel good.
Especially me. You know, I don't want to sleep after 2:30 this morning.
Too hot?
No, it wasn't too hot. We had fan going, had air circulating through the house, but I just, by golly, couldn't go to sleep.
Too hard on your mind?
I guess I'm too soft hearted.
I wake up. That's trouble. I hate to have an animal down.
That's the reason I just couldn't go to sleep.
I'd almost rather just shoot him and drag him off. I never did do that, but it's such a burden. Cookie, I had a cow. Stepped in a little trench up there and wrenched her hip. And I took care of her. But it never did get right again. And she just finally took fever and died. I had her up here. And I can see her now. Looking back at them other cows in the back pasture. She turned her head and looked at him like that.
Wanted to go.
Yes, sir. And you know what this little heifer did this morning? Before I got up. Oh, I'd say at 6 o'clock. She made one little ball.
She wanted to go with the rest of them.
Yes, sir.
Well. Nah, they got sense, more sense than people give them credit for having.
Yeah, and They sure do let you help them once they get hurt. No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like yesterday, we put her on that plywood. She didn't renege in no way, shape, form, or fashion.
No. No. No.
She knew what the, she had enough sense to realize what we were trying to do for her. No.
I guess if you got animals, you just got to make up your mind. You got to watch after them and adopt them.
That's right.
Well, I miscalculated what I didn't watch her. She was springing. I saw when she started springing. You know, cows sometimes should be springing for months.
Or sometimes 2 months.
And go down. But she meant business when she was springing. It wasn't 2 days before that. That lost sheep is really, that's really, they never got a hold of her. anything stronger than that, I don't believe, I don't guess. You just blanks out everything, all the rest of your animals. Now, you see, yesterday the cows came up wanting to go to the miller. I didn't pay any more attention.
I know somebody down there, just before we left yesterday evening. They were down at the gate.
Yeah.
They're standing right there at the gate.
Yeah. You know what remind them, they remind you of.
Yeah.
The old pets.
But if you leave them in there long, they'll, the cat especially gets squirts.
Yeah. Boy, I got in the doghouse last night before I could fix. I'm telling you, I really got in head over heels.
I didn't know you ever got in the doghouse.
Man, I got in the doghouse right now. They all jumped on me, every one of them.
Yeah.
You know, I went over and was messing with the horses yesterday. And the little man made a pretty bad move toward me because I had blue pants and white shirt on.
Oh.
And I never thought, see.
Oh.
So I told Laura, and they was all sitting on the porch last night. I said, we're going to have to sell the little man. That's all I had to say. Let me tell you, the roof was a quivering on that house. Yeah. Laura says, you can just bring him home tomorrow. Said, I'll work with him. Said, you can just bring him home. You're not going to sell him.
Oh, that white shirt and blue pants, you remembered.
That's right. I should have known better. I should have known better.
I hadn't thought of that.
He didn't remember. He
knew better, but I didn't.
I'm
would that burn?
That just dawned on me. Isn't that something?
And he'll fight.
Yes, sir. He'll rear and take right after you if you got a white shirt and blue pair of pants on. Because a man that abused him, that's all he wore, was a white shirt and blue pants. That horse remembers that. The kid just walked up and patted him on the nose. I could walk up and I couldn't get as close to him as he was at that door. That's right.
They just forgot.
I forgot.
Faye remembers when I go out there that he... What did you say?
Well, he doesn't like men as well as he likes women.
Yeah.
And, you know, Lloyd, who gave him that shot, had on a white shirt and I don't know what, dark breeches. I just now remember.
He did?
Yes, he did. He sure did.
Yeah.
He sure did.
And he kind of showed himself.
Yes, he did. He had to do his nose.
Now, last year, I didn't have to.
No.
I just walked up and gave him a shot just like that.
Yeah. Well,
but now, let me tell you, the fur hit the fan last night. And I said, I'm going to sell a little man. Did you just bring him home? So just bring him home. I'll take care of him.
You know, Faye said people are cruel. Now I think about the children. Willie, see, Alice was sitting right in front of her. She looked right at her, you know, and she got to the beautiful eyes. And that's the way people do. My little niece, you know, she had that, she's got that beautiful hair.
Yeah.
People don't see anything else in the family.
Yeah.
You see, all those children are beautiful. They're all beautiful. And I don't imagine they're used to it. They care about one way or the other. But if they, you know, they might.
It's sort of heartless for somebody to sit and talk how beautiful one child is, and there you got.
There was a reflection last night. Of course, we just more or less ignore that fact, but that's Sarah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She was pouting last night.
Yeah.
She didn't get as much attention as the rest of them did yesterday, she thought. As Alice and Becky see.
Yeah.
And you got to give her just as much attention as you do the rest of them. If you don't, you're in the doghouse.
Yeah. You gotta look out for that. They're all so healthy, bright-eyed.
Well, it's just, it's like Miss Todd said. Her grandchildren, they're all the time running to the doctor with them. They get a splinter in their finger, they run to the doctor. He gives them a shot. They're sick all the time. They keep a cold all winter long. They miss school. They get up in the morning with a temperature, they run to the doctor. We don't run to the doctor with ours. But we see that our children eat.
Yeah, that's right. And they eat good solid food.
That's right. They don't eat
that's
junk.
That's right. I don't remember seeing them out here time because the children didn't eat food.
Yeah, they're not picky.
Yeah, they're not picky.
But now,
they're
Miss Todd's grandchildren, they run around with a Pepsi Cola and a bar of candy all time. I mean all time.
Yeah.
Anytime you see them, they got a Pepsi Cola in their hand or a bar of candy.
Yeah.
And they run to the doctor all the time. They get a fever. They run to the doctor. Instead of giving them an aspirin and a spank in their pants and send them on to school, why they take them to the doctor. You can tell when a child's sick. You don't have to take him to no doctor.
I guess the habit we're going to buy George is an expensive habit.
Yeah, it's an expensive habit. It's not near as expensive to feed your children and make them eat solid food as it is to run to the doctor.
You may think it's expensive to the cashier.
But in the long run, whenever you leave that doctor's office and he throws you a bill for $40, $50, well, you'll realize it then.
Oh, yeah. And you go see him, they want you to come back.
Yeah, you come back tomorrow. You never get done going back.
Well, that's all right the way they used to be, you see, but now. Good, what you say about your daddy, the fence? I didn't know anybody had all that fence anymore.
Yes, sir. He has got wove wire fence around his place, and all of his cross fences are wove wire. A 30-inch wove wire with a strand of barbed wire at the bottom and two strand on top. And locust post. 10 foot apart. And the government paid him for fencing it. The ASC paid him for fencing it. They bought the wire and paid for the post. And paid him so much a day, a post, or a roll of wire or something, to put it up. That's for cattle control.
Mm-hmm. That's one of their programs.
That's right. Cattle control. He turns his cattle out, he knows where they're at. He knows where they're at.
And that fence will hold anything.
Yes, sir.
What's he got?
Got
hogs?
He got hogs, sheep, cows, horses. He turns his sheep out, he knows where them sheep's going to be in the morning.
Yeah.
He turns his hog out, he knows where he's going to be in the morning.
Yeah. You don't need much for sheep, but them hogs.
You need more for sheep than you do for hogs.
Is that right?
How you figure that?
A sheep will jump and a hog won't.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yes, sir. You take a fence that high, will hold a hog. You feed him.
Yeah.
But a sheep will just leap over it. You've got to have a fence that high for sheep.
Yeah.
They'll jump over it.
Yeah.
And they sure will.
Yeah. But they won't break through it.
No, sheep won't break through.
They're not mean, they're not rough.
But, now a hog will break through if he gets a chance.
Yeah.
If you don't feed him, if he gets hungry, he's going to find something to eat.
Yeah.
And you can't blame him.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty bad about wandering, too. You wouldn't say?
No, I wouldn't say.
I've seen them in the, over here at the university, they had a little tent, maybe an acre, half acre, and they had lush, well, I don't know what they had, rye, oats, or something, and that those hogs would go along that grazing just like a cow, horse. And you couldn't have got them out of there.
Dad, when he has alfalfa, hey?
Yeah.
He takes alfalfa and corn. And takes a hammer mill and grinds it up together and feeds it to the hogs.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That even sounds good to me.
Now, let me tell you, meat that's grown on alfalfa and corn is good. It's got a different taste.
Yeah.
Got that sweet taste that meat's got, you know. It ain't got that old watery, moldy taste like most meat has.
Fixed up.
Got two big barns. Told me last night he had 16 head of cows and heifers, two bulls, 11 calves, and 58 head of sheep.
Yeah.
One hog. One hog. Yeah, he feed him to Thanksgiving, and then he'll kill him. Eat him next month.
Yeah. smoke it in the freezer.
No, he'll smoke it.
Oh, that's the kind of eating that's good.
Yeah.
He'll hickory smoke that them hams and bacons. And the only thing he'll put in the freezer is what he can't smoke.
Yeah.
He'll smoke the shoulders, the hams, and the bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, sir. He got a place there built to smoke it then, and he takes hickory, you know, lets it dry out, the old hickory wood and bark. He can smoke some good meat.
I wish we were close to him.
Man alive.
You could make a living on that place if you work somewhere half a day.
I work one day a week enough to pay my light bill. I could make the rest of it.
Just so you didn't owe anything.
That's right.
To make payments.
But I didn't have no payments to make. Pay my light bill.
Had a few animals start with.
That's right.
And have some good eating.
The best of eating. The best of eating.
People used to live like that down here. You know that?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope Mom's got some good sauerkraut when I get home this fall.
Good.
Homemade sauerkraut in a great big 20-gallon jar, you know.
Yeah.
Made
of
yeah. Man, that's good eating. You take old homemade sauerkraut and spare ribs. That's good eating.
20 gallons.
20 gallons. Yes, sir.
Gallons.
You ever eat pickled corn?
No.
You missed the boat, Faye.
Pickled corn.
Pickled corn. You take corn on the cob, just like you cook it in Rosemary's,
mm-hmm.
and you put it down in salt brine,
mm-hmm.
just like you do kraut.
Oh. And it keeps, too, doesn't it?
It keeps.
Hmm.
But it's
good.
It is. It is good. Just take it out by the ear. Just eat it like a Rosemary, only it's pickled.
Pickled corn?
Pickled corn. Pickled beans.
And that's the way of keeping it.
That's right.
Pickled beans.
Pickled beans. Green beans. You take them and cook them. It's like you're going to put them on the table. Only you don't salt them. And you put them in salt brine. Just like you do kraut. And take them out of the brine in the wintertime and put them in a skillet with some bacon grease, you know, or ham grease. And cook them down real good. Man, them things are good eating.
I know. I can imagine.
That's the way we lived. That's the way we lived. That is the way we live. Cornbread, fresh cow butter, buttermilk.
Yeah.
It
didn't cost anything. And it's better than what you can buy.
You can't buy nothing to compare with it, guys. Like we put a beef in that barn and feed it good corn, you know, and give it fresh water. All the corn it'd eat for 4 weeks. All the fresh, clear water it could drink. Kill it now. Well, you ain't eat nothing no better. It don't even taste like this beef you get out of the store. No, sir, guy, there, eventually I'll have to go back up there and take care of Mom and Dad. Eventually. It may not be for the next 5, 6, 7, or 8 years, but eventually I'll have to go. Because my dad won't listen to nobody but me right now. And ain't nobody knows nothing but me. As far as telling him anything and explaining anything to him and advising him in any way, I'm the only one that can do it. And my mama said she couldn't live with none of the rest of them. That's right.
Yeah. Well, now that's something, isn't it?
You can't sleep before midnight anyway, hard. In the summertime.
And that gives him time down here, not around. And Ray Rosemary is one thing or another. But see, if he worked up there, you know, a bunch of clock over there the other day, he would. He's just running errands and picking up. Oh,
yeah.
Like that. You don't accomplish anything much. Never ran across a pair like that.
Mm-mm.
Could you tell when they were serious and when they were not?
No.
I don't think they ever were serious.
That's Frank, I'm telling you. We never will get this out now.
Yeah. never know what's in the mind.
Uh-uh. Well, that preacher might not be very long-winded. I better go get Helen and the kids.
Yeah.
Laura had to work this morning.
You take that truck you've got, you might make something on it?
Yeah, if I could buy it for $100.
Doing him any good.
No.
What do you think wrong with it?
The transmission. I can fix it for $12. I know what's wrong with the transmission. When he said it hung up in gear, I know what's wrong with it. But he don't know it, but I've got 3 or 4 transmissions laying in the house to fit it.
What is it, a Ford?
Chevrolet. Yeah, just like mine. His is 48 and mine's 49. And his is a 3/4 ton and mine's a 1/2 ton. But they both got the same transmission.
Got that good cattle frame on it.
Yeah.
Well, what was he doing? Just putting a leg when he said $350?
Yeah.
$350 for the body.
Yeah. That's what Willie said it was worth. He said he threw the truck in. I told Frank, I said, I'll give you $100 for it. He studied. He almost was about ready to take me up. A lot of kids in the house.
Yeah.
Before they get off, get Frank to go down there and look over your cool. Nobody pays a bit of attention to it. He's right out there.
Okay. What, the baby?
Yeah.
All right.
He might take Molly a little handout if you want to.
Got everything fixed?
Mm-hmm.
Go down and play with Ajax.
Take him.
Yeah, I'll be right down then too.
Take her a little bit of feed.
I tell you what, Frank. Oh, I want you to look at. Well, look at that Steve. I'll be right down there.
It won't hurt the horse. I don't know how he's going to haul. Come over here. I haven't got anything to haul.
Yeah. Of course, about 35, 40 bales, all you want to get on one of them little pickups, save your neck.
Yeah, it's tedious doing that.
Yes, sir.
You might get a trailer and put a few on. I don't even know if it's got a hitch on it.
No, it ain't got no hitch on it. Old guy Duggar called me last night. Frank worked for him yesterday, you know. He told me, he said, that's the workingest boy that ever walked. He said he done more work yesterday, himself, than 3 men, than the 3 boys I had out there the day before yesterday. He done more work himself. But he took that old big truck and he went out in the field and he loaded his hay, stacked it. He'd pick up a few bales, you know, about 6 bales with a loader. He'd stop the truck and get out and stack it. And he worked all evening yesterday evening like that by himself. Put in 3 truckloads.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. And he said he done it quicker than the 3 men did, 3 boys did. But he can take that hay baler of mine and just bale rings around the rest of them. He can rake rings around them. But he said, you see him walking across the field, you'd think he wasn't going to get nothing done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes children work better for somebody else than they do for their own family.
Yeah. But guy likes him, you know.
Yeah.
And he'll tell him, he'll say, now, Frank, take a truck and go do that. Tell him what to do.
Yeah.
He forgets about it. He forgets about Frank then. So Frank gets that done. Then Frank will go say, all right, Mr. Guy, I'm done. What else do you want me to do?
Yeah. And if he's at home, somebody would be
bugging him and nagging him all the time.
All the time, looking over his shoulder.
For instance, now I tell you what you could do. You could say, Frank, now take a tractor and go over and mow that field off. Be careful and don't get hurt. Just forget about him. Old Frank could come legging in here in a little while and say everything done.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I wouldn't be a bit afraid to turn him loose right over yonder that tractor and mow machine. Say, now mow it.
Yeah.
When you get done, come on.
Do you think they're going to level off down that church?
Yeah.
They'll absorb it.
They're going to level off, see where they made their mistake. They won't get the same preacher back.
No.
And neither will they get one for the money that they got Drew for.
Yeah.
Yeah, Drew's where I got your battery.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Trouble is, you see, the people out there are pulling against each other, and in that little community, well, I don't believe they can stand it.
No.
Now, they got to absorb it somehow or other, you know, take up the slack or, what you say, make allowance or something. I don't know what it is.
They got to back up and start over again, some of them. They got started down the wrong road, see?
Yeah.
Well, they got to back up and get started down that right road.
You think they'll do it?
Yes, they will. And if you was going to go to Gainesville, you sure wouldn't start south, would you? You'd go north. But they're going to see where they made their mistake. They're going to go to the road's end, and they're going to have to turn around and come back and start heading toward Gainesville again.
Well, now that's been going on longer than you all realize.
Been going on for 2 years.
But Brother Drew knew it.
He knew it.
But he didn't let on?
He tried to talk to him, and they flared up at his face. And he said, okay, we'll just let it whip itself. And he seen when the attendance started dropping down and the church started pulling apart, that he had done all he could do.
How do you account for that first time I went out there? Because they had that remarkable noon service. Just remarkable. Full house.
Yeah.
Sunday school was nice, fine. And the next week it blew up.
That's right. I don't know, guy. I just don't know.
And if anybody going there, they'd think, well, sir, I finally found a place to hang out and go. But I guess they all know that they got to live together.
They've all got a guilty conscience. They don't know which individual one or which two or three individuals that is the cause of Brother Drew leaving. But they know it lays in the church.
They don't know which ones were there.
The individual himself don't know it.
Oh.
I know which three caused it.
Those three don't know that they're the ones that caused it.
They don't, that's right. They don't know that they're the ones that caused it.
Well, that's extraordinary.
But they're going to wake up, because I'm going to tell them. And I'll walk right up to their face and tell them, too. And everybody out there knows that I'm plain spoken. And I'll do it.
Your friend down at the string fellows, he don't know that he had ended it.
He don't realize it. He may know it, but he hadn't woke up and realized it yet. But I'm going to tell him. I'm sure going to tell him.
Now, if he's level enough to hold down that big job, he ought to be able to go to church.
Well, he's not holding that job only by a shoestring.
He's in trouble down there?
Yes, sir.
Well, you better have him get your pipe.
I'll get it. I want to see Louis Ivey this afternoon. See when he's going to come and drill that well for me.
Tell him to bring some melons. That cantaloupe you brought over here was as sweet tasting. Well, that's not the word for it. Had more taste to it than any I've had. That's the dadburnest thing I ever saw. He grows them slow.
That's right.
He don't try to hit the first market.
No, sir, because he knows that he has got a record. He got a record of growing good vegetables. And his tomatoes are the same way.
Good Lord. Good Lord.
And his watermelons are the same way.
Yeah.
Good. They're not all pethy.
Yeah.
You take a forced growing melon, it's pethy. You can, my goodness alive, it ain't got no taste to it. Watery. Man, I like them when you cut them open, you can just almost see that sugar shining.
Yeah.
Now, then's when they're good.
Yeah. You know, those two big patches back there, right behind you there, that would hold quite a few animals and still make hay right behind your tail.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this hill pasture over here, there ain't been nothing on it for a long time, have they?
No.
But it's handicapped. No water.
That's right, you ought to have water. I don't know what the water. You see, you ought to have. That's right. That's right. You need a little water over there. Well, you know, we started to run the pipe. You did.
Yeah.
One time, and I said something or other.
Yeah.
And, one pipe, you see, would get both them pastures.
Yes, sir. One pipe would get both of them.
Pipe.
1 3/4 inch plastic pipe would get it all.
Yeah. Right along the fence row.
That's for that matter, you could hang it on the fence.
Sun'll rot it.
Yeah. Yeah, no more than it cost. I could put water back there for less than $10.
Yeah.
To both of them pastures for less than $10. From your box down there, see. Get a tee and put in there. And run it right on out through.
You need to go on, let's go.
12 o'clock now. By the time I get up there, well, that long-winded preacher will be
blowed off.
Well, now, this is the end of the little visit with Cookie this Sunday morning, the 5th of July, 1970, around Channel 2 over around 2:30. Channel 2 over around 2:30. Cookie and Frank came over. They brought the battery and put it in. Cookie had his mind, had that little heifer on his mind. Channel 2 over around 6:30 this Sunday morning, the 5th of July, 1970.